You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Oranga Tamariki Oversight Bill passed its second reading in Parliament last night. Today, David spoke to the Green MP and party spokesperson for children, the Honourable Jan Logie, on the matter. He started off by asking Logie to explain what the bill means.
At the moment, the Children's Commission has the function for monitoring our child protection service as well as for advocacy and investigations. And what this bill will do is remove that function from our independent Children's Commission and put it into a departmental agency within government. There'll be some protections from ministerial interference in that, but it brings it from outside of government into government, and also puts all of the responsibility for investigations into the Ombudsman's office rather than sharing it across both offices.
In simple terms, why is the Green Party voting against the bill?
So there's several reasons. So one of the key ones is that it preempts the Royal Commission of inquiry into abuse in state and faith-based care. And we were called on by the Royal Commission Forum, which is a group of survivors participating in that process, as well as experts who are monitoring that process and have been monitoring that processes for years. And they called on us to stop it until the Commission reports next year to make sure that we get it right. Also, the Auckland University Aotearoa Centre for Indigenous Peoples and the Law has done an analysis of the bill and the processes leading to the bill in terms of Te Tiriti compliance, and found that it's in breach of Te Tiriti as well as the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples in substance as well as in process. And considering we've, you know, only last year the Waitangi Tribunal released a report that clearly said that our child protection system has been used as a tool of colonisation and the Crown intrusion into the rights of Māori to tēnā ngā tiratanga over kāinga needs to stop, and that there needs to be partnership and Māori leadership in this space to fail to repeat the failures of the past. In the very next year, in the very next piece of legislation that the House considers, is just, like, I just think it's horrific when we consider the consequences of those failures on Tamariki Māori, where 76% of children abused in care are Māori. Like, we can't keep getting this wrong. And the thing that will help us get it right is for government to be working with Māori, to be working with our communities, to be working with our survivors, who at the moment, all of whom are saying this is not the right thing to do.
If the bill is passed, what are you concerned that might happen?
So I think one of the key concerns is, so one, that there won't be the trust. And for monitoring and complaint systems to work, people actually have to trust the organisations enough to tell them what's happening. So that's a pretty big concern, is when people are telling us at the moment they don't think it's going to work and they're worried about this, then that's not the best place to build trust from. The second thing is that it will weaken the voice of advocacy, because our Children's Commission has done their hard work to get support from Māori and has been a really strong voice on behalf of our children, challenging the practices that were causing harm within Oranga Tamariki. To remove their functions of investigation and monitoring, there was a generalised concern that that would weaken their advocacy. And there's been a view from the government that advocacy and monitoring are in conflict. That's what they told us, and one of the reasons they're separating it. But, you know, the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment has responsibility for monitoring and advocacy. The relatively recently established Mental Health and Disability Commission also has the responsibility for monitoring and advocacy. So to pick out this instance and say it's in conflict, many people are interpreting that as an attempt to silence the voice and the opposition of the Children's Commission to harmful practices in Oranga Tamariki. So that is also a very real concern. And it's also, but one of the other ones is just actually, because it hasn't been developed in a child-centred way, that actually kids in their whānau who need to be able to access complaints processes and have an advocate and be able to tell their stories won't be able to work out who to go to. The government says it's a no-wrong-door approach, whoever you tell, but we know that relies on really good relationships across the public sector for that to work, and this is beyond the public sector as well with the Children's Commission. And the reality is that's actually very hard to guarantee those relationships, and it's a real risk that kids in danger will fall through the cracks.
What will the Green Party be doing to lobby on in part of the bill?
So we're putting up amendments, and to just, you know, be responsible in terms of the parliamentary process to do what we can to try and improve it. None of that changes the fact that we do not think the bill should pass because of those really fundamental relationship issues that need to be sorted, and to actually give some, I guess, support behind the Royal Commission to make sure that their work isn't wasted. But we will be putting up amendments around following the suggestions from submitters, particularly around Te Tiriti, and there's a really problematic clause that the monitor, which will now sit within government, also one of their functions is to build public trust in Oranga Tamariki. You know, our view is that public trust should come from changes in practice, not giving matters some, you know, that really just kind of lends itself to the potential for covering up issues to build trust, because you don't want to worry people with what's going wrong.
That was Green MP Jan Logie talking to David about the Oranga Tamariki Oversight Bill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.